Father, we give you praise, we thank you. We ask that you open our eyes to discern the things that really strike a chord in your realm. Cause us not to be princes that are measured into time. Let our passage through this window become a basis for us to invest into eternity. We ask, O God, that you help our perspective, help our eye view, help our philosophy. Bring us to that point where we can see your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. You are welcome. It became necessary for us to call this meeting to afford us the opportunity to be shaped according to the insight that God has granted us. The realities that take place in the spirit realm are not momentary. It's a perpetual procession. We become accurate upon the face of the earth when we are given the privilege of a glimpse of that procession. And whenever we see that procession finding expression, it affords us the opportunity to adjust our position in alignment with that which is obtainable in the spirit realm. If we are operating on a frequency that is disconcordant from perspective of God, you are a prince that is measured into time, and your activities do not strike any chord in the realm of God. Hallelujah. So we have to call this meeting to appraise ourselves and to investigate our level of compliance individually to the call that God has given unto us, and corporately also. Amen. So in order to help us advance into the discussion, we might use the help of a scripture. And that scripture will become our access route into the mind of God. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord, in recent times, showed me some mercy. God is not under obligation by any means to reveal anything to anybody. Hallelujah. Just in case there's a move of God's Spirit, it is sponsored by the facility of heaven called mercy. Just in case there is an insight that is granted, it is sponsored by the facility of God called mercy. The Bible says, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Show to us your mercy. So the move of God's Spirit in quickening people to come into alignment with God is facilitated by a faculty called what? Show to us your mercy and grant unto us your salvation. You will not know that it's mercy that is responsible for the move of the Spirit in your life until God gives you the opportunity to experience a season of spiritual drought. When he experienced a season of spiritual drought like Samson, when he came, he thought the power was in his ability to shake himself. The best of us are still men. But the truth is that it's just the glory of God that covers you by the mercy of God. Not by your faith. By what? If you check the Ark of the Covenant, you are going to see that inside of that Ark is the tablet of stone that bears the Ten Commandments. Inside of the Ark is a pot of manna. Inside of the Ark is the rod of Aaron that budded. So the law, which is representative of God's culture in the heavens, brought amongst men. The pot of manna, which is representative of God's provision. The rod of Aaron that budded, even though we can deduce a lot of meanings from the items. But the rod of Aaron that budded, within the context that rod was introduced to us, there were several people that were contesting the fact that God had chosen them. And so God wanted to show the house of Israel who he had chosen. And so he asked them to drop their rods. Before daybreak, the rod of Aaron budded and produced fruit. It was indicative of the fact that God had chosen him. He was the chosen of God. He was the favored of God among many people. We know that symbolically the rod talks about authority. But within the context of the rod of Aaron that budded, the emphasis is not authority. The emphasis is that it's an indication of the fact that God had chosen him. Now, you cannot fight a man that God has chosen, because the facility and the technology by which such a man was chosen is beyond the world and the perspective of men. It's something that is a factor that is captured in God. All right? Israel as a nation is not righteous today. But you see, they're operating based on favors. And favor happens not to be fair. We cannot question why God chose them. Their rod budded. Okay? So we have the rod of Aaron that budded. We have the tablets of stone. We have the pot of manna. But you see, there's something that is above all this. And that's why on top of the Ark of the Covenant is where the mercy seat is. You can have faith, and if God decides not to show you mercy, because he said that is the expression of his mercy is his own prerogative. And that's why the Bible says, I will show mercy unto whom I will show mercy. You can be a man of faith, but if you don't have the mercy of God operational in your life, your faith will not take you far. Because we must understand that in the kingdom of God, faith is not first. There are many things in the kingdom of God that are superior to your own input, superior to your capacity, superior to your anointing, superior to your faith. And one of them is the will of God, another one is the mercy of God. Prayer in itself is out of context if it's not aligned with God's will. So prayer is secondary. Faith is secondary. Love is primary. That's why faith can only work by love. If not, we'll use our faith as a means of self-centeredness to attract things to ourselves. Meanwhile, our faith is supposed to conquer kingdoms, open pavilions for the kingdom of God to rest. And whenever a man is carnal, his approach towards anything is carnal. If he exercises faith, it's from a carnal level. The faith is so that he can appropriate things to himself. He's faithful, but you see, his original constitution is affecting the exercise of his spiritual activity. If you see a man come and he brings a word of God, say he's a prophet, brings the mind of God, his original constitution, if he's a man that is selfish, is the prophecies he's speaking, we have that texture. And that's why when Samuel was introduced, his character was the first thing that preceded his anointing. The Bible says he was a honorable man. Character first. And then he was such that his words never what? Fell to the ground. If you are a man that you have not dealt with loss, don't bring a word to us. You are fake. And that's why I need to address our brethren that have been carrying strange visions in this tent. You are not qualified to speak for us yet. Are you with me? A lady came to this tent to pray. One of the seers of the tent went and told her that God said you should give him money. You see, I don't doubt that such a man is a seer. But because he's a self-centered, selfish, carnal man, even his prophecy has that orientation. So first of all is who you are first before we say the anointing. According to the scriptures, every young prophet you have, a senior prophet, he submits his prophecy to. Don't hear me. The encounter I had with God has changed me. I used to have a pastor's heart. It has changed. My heart has changed. Don't speak for us. Any vision you have contacted in the tent, you must submit it to a minister of the house. If he has judged it to be accurate, then he can now help you say, somebody say. Because many lying visions are beginning to be peddled in our midst. Because people that do not have the prerequisite qualification to bear the word of God are saying things. And the tent is almost becoming like the house of Jacob, where it was the women that gave names to children. Now, let me tell you something. We have reached a point where your oppression, your error that you have decided to exist in, will bring you strange repercussion. Don't speak for us. In the apostolic day, the people that had a genuine gift of prophecy were identified in the congregation and licensed by the apostles. Don't see for us. If you have your vision, keep it to yourself. All right? If it concerns somebody else, submit it to a senior minister that will prove it. And that was why Samuel had to submit his vision to Eli. He was accurate, but he was a young prophet. The things he was seeing had to be tested, taken to for test. I bring an end to the peddling of fake visions in this tent. If you have a vision, you do what? Submit it to a senior minister in this house. And for those of us that are members of the workforce, don't be eager to be hearing things. Our lust to hear things has given the devil an opening to use immature spirits to confuse people that are consistent. For most of us, our spirit is not yet strong enough to receive the word of God consistently. And that's why true prophets in a generation are always few. It's not as if many people don't speak in tongues. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to bring order. How many people in this country have accurate prophecies like Emmanuel Kure? Help us now. If you know, help. You know when he has begun to prophesy and his words have been consistent, is it that the scarcity of people that speak in tongues? I bring an end to those fake things people carry around. Instead of you to major, allow God to work on your life, you want to dwell on. In fact, in the tent, somebody even was telling somebody about my call. That he understands it better than me. That's the tenth vision. Tenth. Now, I need to say something. I need to say it hard because there's no other way to say it. You may not know what you are dealing with. Is deadly, very deadly. Now, since I've announced it now, those of you that have received a ministry of gossip, when you continue now, you will see that it is deadly. I've not warned you before, that's why you have prospered. You know what? I've been trying for nobody to die among us. Because where we serve, we have seen people that died because of some things that have been done in the tent. So that's, I'm avoiding that so that there will be no debt. Okay? If you don't understand anything, come to me. I've never driven anybody that wants to understand. You can ask me questions. Don't sit in ignorance and begin to talk. You can be wounded. Submit those your visions to a senior minister to probe it. I'm saying this because of where we are now. First Corinthians chapter 3. Listen to me. Submit your vision. Don't discuss it. Do not discuss it. Submit it to somebody that is credible, a senior minister in this house. If that senior minister administers it wrongly, God will judge the person. Relieve yourself of things that you don't know how to handle. If you don't understand anything, you can decide to forget it. And if you want to understand, don't gossip it. Go to the right authority. Paul said it has been reported that there is this among you. Now, gossiping and reporting is different. A man that is gossiping is saying something to people that cannot change it, that cannot influence the situation. A man that reports goes to authorities that have been set by God that can influence that situation. These are two different things. Instead of gossiping, report. Where we are, offenders will not go unpunished. That's why I'm saying this. Offenders now will not go unpunished. There are fake people among us, and the whole house is suffering from that fakeness. There are lascivious people that don't have self-control among us. A lot of people's conviction has been affected by those people. You prospered for 6 years. Your ministry has ended. You see, I'm saying it publicly so that I will not be held responsible for the consequences. You don't know what you are playing with. It's deadly. 1 Corinthians 3, let's start. See, listen, I can be your friend. My relationship with you does not affect us doing the will of God. I can be your friend. You don't want to do the will of God. I'll still be your friend. But you will not be part of what is happening. I have no position to give you. All I have is a throne I inherited from the spirit realm. You have a right to inherit that throne, to be a partaker of it. That's what I have. My throne is not of this world. But you have a right to inherit it. Fake people will be obviously revealed in the next few years. And that's why I beg, don't be fake. Some of us are old Christians, very old. So we have seen things happen over the years. Where is Nelson? At least. I came to serve. What class were you then when I came to serve? You were in SS2. So I used to pray on the mountain. And then they now started joining me on that mountain. I noticed they were not filled with the Holy Spirit. I prayed for them. After teaching them, they started speaking to me. And we prayed and fasted on that mountain for 8 months. After 8 months, we felt the prayer we were praying was not sufficient. We now went to deeper life. The church closed. And we begged them to allow us to do night vigil. So, in addition to the one we're doing on the mountain, we're doing night vigil. Some people were consistent. Some others were playing. Some others were even talking about us. We kept doing our stuff. This is exactly 10 years later. All the people that were consistent, God has, if I'm lying, he will. All the people consistent, they were as helpless as I was then. No man to support, no man to help, no man to do anything. God, that they came to perpetually upheld them. It was on that mountain when we were praying that God gave Rabbi the iron pen. Today, his anointing is best expressed . It was on that mountain God gave Ezekiel a prophetic anointing. He can call your name and your phone number. Me, I can't do that. Ezekiel went to Cross River. He scattered the whole place. He's in Cross River now. Samuel, that was one of us, his own manifested in book. He made a first class. He's with me in Lagos now. These were people that had no hope. Rabbi is a convert from Islam. His parents disowned him. I have seen the power of prayer. I've seen it. And I'm still seeing the same thing happen here. I mean, these guys were hopeless, including me. And we went to God perpetually. It was as we were going to God, God now say, "Hey, you, I will do this." It was based on those words. We thought they were utterances, but we did not understand that through those utterances, God transmitted deposits. It took years for those deposits to mature. But when those deposits matured, they began to produce what the utterances said. I'm still seeing the same lascivious life. Don't think because you are relevant today, you'll be relevant tomorrow. Let me assure you, we have seen that. Because the guys that eventually touched the spiritual thing that God opened to us were not the people that were my age mates that we started with. Were the younger people. Space and time, 10 years, has revealed it. Time has revealed it. And that's why I always say that 10 years is a good test. You will know fake people and real people. And that's why I cry, don't be fake. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, turn your Bible. Because many people cannot even see what we are fighting for. Many people think we like talking. That's why we have a platform. If I didn't have ministry burden on my head, oh my. Do you know how many cars will be parked in that house? My house will be upstairs. Before you come, they will snap you first and send a picture. Oh my. They'll snap you. All of that is given up. Not for fun. To serve a God that is alive. If I did not give you the example of a person seeking for position, you cannot have that desire and prosper here. That's not the example I gave you. Maybe you learned it from somewhere. I was an usher for 7 years. I served a man who did not have character. But we served him. The utterance I have today, I inherited it from him. Even if he does not like me, he can't go again. Because I served and God approved it. There were many people that had problem with that man. He cursed them, they died. Not because he was too anointed, he had the gift of headship. Then I served a prophet that was so gifted, but he loved material things. I saw, but I could not speak to him about his error because I was under him. It's not my place to tell him this is. No. The only way I can do it is to report to his mentor to talk to him. Because if you try that, he will curse you, and the curse will be valid, even if he's living in sin. Most of you don't understand spiritual protocol. And many of you are taking advantage of the fact that I'm simple and friendly. You don't even have an idea. I will not change because of you. Even if you disrespect me, I will not change. I have seen the future. And I need to tell us some few things because the seasons have changed. That good pastor that was so wonderful had died. It's this one that is remaining now. Because there's so much lawlessness that is being developed. That's not what we came to pioneer. And lawlessness must be killed. Most of you cannot serve under the pastors I served under. Most of you. With what I'm seeing here. Most of you cannot serve and inherit a spiritual thing from somebody that God has chosen. Most of you. Because your eyes are on carnal things and you don't even understand how to discern spiritual things and to be focused until you inherit it. I never had the heart of a rebel. Never broke anybody's church and anybody's ministry. Never desired to be like my masters. Never. In fact, the first day I prophesied, it was a problem when it came to pass. Never desired to be like my teachers. Meanwhile, I saw the way they labored and I felt I did not have enough discipline to labor that way. Because these people I'm talking about, they're labeled. That's why God will not kill them, even if they are in error. And it's not your place to judge them. Many people died because they did not relate with these people properly. But me, I inherited something from them. If you see me moving the gift of the Spirit today, I inherited that potter from that prophet. I can tell you my spiritual journey and the things I inherited. I was not like this originally. What I know I had originally was the gift, to the ability to teach. It started with me from the day I gave my life to Christ. That one is inherent. But there's a passage that God will put you so that you can inherit things. So that the grace of your calling, you can have an inheritance that can fill that grace. There's a reason I speak this way, and I'll be speaking this way subsequently. Hallelujah. I will explain to you why I speak like this. 1 Corinthians 3. Listen. Tenth vision has been banished. Tenth vision has been what? Banished. If you see it, Pastor Dan is there, Pastor Joshua, Pastor Achin, Pastor Adefu, all of them are there. Donatus is there. Submit it. They will help you judge it. Okay? Because some people come to me and lie in the name of vision. And if I want to hear more, I'll say, hey, then he will lie more. And while they are lying, he doesn't know I'm a seer. Some others come to me and spoil other people before me. That if you have done that before, just know you are not a serious man in my eyes. you are fake in my eyes. I might be wrong, but that's my position for now. Someone that God has introduced to me in my house in the night. Somebody else is bringing another introduction. We mark such people. And sometimes they spiritualize it, and we have celebrated the flesh for too long. Sincere, simple, humble service to Jesus becoming very scarce among us. Most of you cannot serve where I served. I was on probation for 14 years. How many of you have been like that? 14 years on probation. Even when I qualified for ordination, I said no. No ordination until I married. It was me that said that by myself. Today, when somebody is moving in the flesh and you put him on reserve bench, it's a problem. You know what you are doing? If you are in the church, that is the body of Christ, it means you have accepted the command chain in that body. If you reject the command chain, what you are saying is you don't want to be in the body of Christ. And I will show you people that operated like that and the consequences that befell them. You don't know what you are dealing with. Jesus died to establish this order. God will fight. Hey. You don't see it. God will fight for what is under. First Corinthians 3:9. For we are laborers together with God. Ye as God's husbandry. Sorry. Your meeting is starting when? Tomorrow. Okay, that's good. So let's talk today. Since we are laborers in God's house. For ye are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry. Okay, that's the guest minister. I saw his face. You're welcome. According to the grace of God which was given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I would like you to underline, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Let every man take heed how he buildeth. You want to serve Jesus, you have your own pride, and everything must submit to your pride. You don't even understand at all. If you are serving and people don't come to say, "Ah, well done," you feel offended. Well, the Bible says, "Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon." The reason you are asked to take heed is because there is no other foundation that can be laid other than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. The foundation, the down payment, the deposit upon which your spiritual life is sponsored is the foundation of the office of Christ that is managed and administered by the Spirit of God that tabernacles your spirit. That's the foundation. Oh, you are not with me. The Holy Spirit is a virtue of the death of Christ, just like orange juice is a virtue of the death of orange. You squeeze the orange juice, you drink it, it's sweet in your mouth, but you suffer the orange in order for that juice to find expression. So the Holy Ghost is the virtue. What was squeezed out of Jesus when he died is the Holy Spirit. Because somebody had to die in order to release that sweetness. He said, take it. Don't be operating in that sweetness and lose sight of how the sweetness came. Because it required death in order for it to find expression, the principles of death, burial, and resurrection remain the principle of Christian service. If Michael Jackson were born again, God won't have allowed him to sing in the choir. Yes, he has developed reputation, skills, but he will not use those faculties to serve God. Such a service will not be accepted because he's not serving God from the standpoint of grace, but from talent that he has developed. God will bring those talents to death. And then he will resurrect. He will give him something that is in resurrection for him to function with. Pride must be taken to death, because a proud man is proud in everything. If you give him a car to drive, you will see pride manifested on the road. Oh, you are not with me. A selfish man, when he's driving, you will not, the manifestation will be there. If he's supposed to stop for somebody to enter, it's a burden, because it's an expression of what is inside. So God will not accept service that is coming out of what has not experienced death. It's only that which he has handed out in resurrection that can serve him satisfactorily. And so he says, because the foundation upon which we are drawing resources to serve God came by death. It is sweet to walk with the Holy Ghost, but most of us are not armed with the understanding that we need to be careful to know how we are building. Because you can forget, and then materialism comes, and your major motivation during a particular service is materialism, for you to get some stuff, to do some stuff. You have actually veered off from the foundation, and you have not given due reference to the way that power was made available. If you are going to work with that power, and that power will not electrocute you, you must be operating with tools that have been given to you after that death has taken place. Only resurrected tools can please God. Are you with me? And so you might be a mighty intellectual and God wants to use you as a teacher. He will bury you first for some time as if he has forgotten you. And then when you have lost confidence in yourself, that's when the anointing to do that must come. You have lost confidence in that ability. I was a brain master. I could cram and all of that, and I was using that to preach, you know, cram scriptures, do all kinds of stuff. When God wanted to help me, he touched my grace and I began to fail. Until I came to a point where I said, okay, I'm no longer a chemist, I'm a preacher. I died to that, my pride. I died to that ability. And then I came to God and said, I didn't want to be a preacher again, I just want to be a brother. Then he now said, now you are a preacher now. He brought those talents and those abilities and those endowments to death. And then he now resurrected them in glory and gave them back to me. So when I come to the pulpit to talk, I come with fear and trembling, knowing that my abilities had to be brought into death before I will qualify to operate in the virtue of that resurrection. And as I'm operating in the gift that has come on the account of his death, which is renewed in resurrection, I'm armed with the understanding that if I use tokens of death, if I function from pride, if I function from ego, if I function from an agenda that is not consistent with the will of God, I have actually transgressed the premise upon which I'm drawing strength from the foundation. I've transgressed. Are you with me? And these are things that we don't check. And we allow pride to cheat us out of what God is doing. We should be ashamed of ourselves. We allow the devil to sell mundane perspectives to us and we buy it. They gave some young men mic to pray here. And then what they are manifested. They gave a young man an opportunity to pray somewhere. He began to talk about his mighty prophetic ministry. not taking heed on the foundation that has been laid, not using tools that are resurrected to give glory to God. Say, it's a mighty prophet, you know. You don't even understand. Somebody here went to a sister and said that he saw vision, that the sister is his wife, and he started tormenting the sister with that vision. That is witchcraft. All those things happen when we do not give heed to the foundation that is laid and want to build on that foundation with tools that are not divine, with wood, with hay and stubble. If you actually pay attention to this scripture, you will not be a false prophet, because you will give due cognizance to the foundation, the elements in the foundation. Going to haunt a young lady with vision. Meanwhile, the law I put in place is, when you see a vision, report yourself. We will check the validity of that your vision. If we see that it's a just and true vision, we will tell you the time frame in which that vision will be valid. Some visions are true, but it's not time for execution. This young man boycotted the protocol and went to the lady and began to haunt her with the vision. And they also went and started consulting people to help him do the witch hunting. And gullible ministers among us that do not understand how to pastor human souls fell to those traps and became instrument of darkness themselves. And we want to raise a people that will stand for Jesus when we ourselves are babies. And you know, when there's an error, I don't speak quick. I go and stay with God first. It's his ministry. You understand that? I don't claim to be in possession. I allow him to. I go to him. And sometimes I pray about the issue for 6 months. He doesn't even answer. If you're a carnal man, you just go and say, "Hey!" It means you yourself have an agenda before you started. And you have not given due cognizance to the foundation. If you talk too much, you are not spiritual. If you make haste, you don't believe. Because the Bible says what? He that believeth shall not what? The rules will not change because you have a beard. Most of us are not conscious of the things we are dealing with, the things we are handling. I know when I have a word from God, I know when I don't. He said, every man should take heed how he builds. What are you building with? What are you advertising? Yourself. I assure you, you are too frustrated for anybody to look at you. How much have you helped yourself that we should be looking at you? The best of us is laden with infirmities, such that he is not competent enough to help himself. If all of us are enjoying the grace, if it is true that it's the grace of God we are all enjoying, none of us will be proud. Because it's not, you are not the author of it. That's how the realm was designed. The realm was designed not to accommodate any boasting, any pride, because it is not your doing, not your intelligence. Most of us wouldn't have been born again now, if not that God haunted us by himself. So where is the boasting? When we forget that foundation, some other things come in, and then we'll begin to build with those things. And Paul said, let every man take heed. In that one, he didn't say preacher. He said every man. Several people have built their prophetic ministry on materialism. That's why they do what they do, because they have not taken heed to the foundation. Tools that have not been surrendered to death are being deployed as the machinery to do the will of God, to facilitate the kingdom. And all those kind of work doesn't strike any chord in the presence of God, because it's only that which has the touch of grace that God will accept. And wherever there is grace, it's an indication of the fact that there is death there. And so when Jesus was teaching us the principle of kingdom service, he said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth what? Alone. Many of us have not even grown in the grace of God. There is this abiding alone syndrome that is part, is the description of our Christian life, because we are disillusioned. We don't understand the quality of the foundation that God has called us to build upon. And so we use resources of this world as resources to build on a foundation that is altogether pure. A foundation that was taken from death, that death itself, all right, cannot lay a claim to it, because only one spirit can boast of the power of resurrection. Only one spirit can resurrect that which has died. So in order for him to judge things that are excellent, first of all, he brings them to death, and then he revives by his spirit, the only spirit that can boast of the ability to quicken. And then those facilities that have been quickened as from the dead are the only tools by which his kingdom can be advanced, in keeping with the quality of foundation that we have received from him, which is Christ Jesus. Are you with me? Now, so he said, let every man take heed how he buildeth. For if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, and stubble. Those are the building materials. Gold, silver, precious stones. Why didn't he mention? Okay. What does gold mean? Gold means that which is from God. Just in case you go to the book of Revelation and you see gold, it's not talking about prosperity. In the periodic table, there's one element in that table that is devoid of mixture. The purest element that is found in nature. Gold. Alright? In that periodic table. If you can subject that gold to some form of firing, the purity of the element will cause its nature to come out of every impurity and stand separate. Alright? Gold from God. So we are talking about things that originate from God. Now, what are those things? Because these are building materials. You can either build with gold, silver, or precious stones. You can either build with wood or stubble. You can build with grass. Because the Bible says all flesh is grass. So if you are building, doing God's work with flesh, what you are building with on the foundation is grass. And when they touch it with some fire, because the Bible says every man's work shall be what? But meanwhile, if you subject gold to the fire test, it will make it purer. Gold likes fire. It brings its beauty, it brings its glory. Silver likes fire, because the Bible says that he shall sit in the seat of refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi. What is silver? I don't have so much time. But gold talks about God. I will prove it quite extensively subsequently. Silver talks about the dividends of redemption. What we got through redemption. That's silver. Precious stones talks about the things that are constituted in our lives by reason of the spirit dealings. Because precious stones are formulated when elements, when metals are subject to high temperature and pressure. And that's why after a volcano, you will find precious stones will precipitate. high temperature and pressure. And those high temperature and pressure are the things that God brings upon your life to change your character, to affect your heart. He said those offshoots of those times of pressure that affects your heart breaks the stronghold of a strong demonic character and fuses in place of that confidence in that inclination a resurrected perspective, a resurrected alternative. That high temperature and pressure is what God uses to forge us to become partakers of His holiness. Because God deals with us for the highest purpose. And the reason for God's dealings in our life is so that we can be partakers of His holiness. That is a reaction that comes after we are subjected to high temperature and pressure. And God knows what to touch. For me, I felt I was a god because I was the modicum of knowledge. I could cram all kinds of things. I can't fail. That's what I always say, I can't fail. So it was my pride that was talking. And God wanted to help the young boy. So what he did, he touched the GP. As the GP was dying, the pride. It was high temperature and pressure. High temperature and pressure. So that he can produce precious stones. Are you seeing it? Now, so today, when I'm talking about the dealings of God, it's coming out of the precious stones that are precipitated in my own life, subject to the dealings of God. Those precious stones can go on that foundation as building my material. Hi, you are not with me. Are you with me? If I take you to the book of Revelation, I'm going to show you a 12 precious stones and their corresponding character. What God does, like jasper. Have you gone there? Seen the city of God? And the Bible says that that city has the appearance of jasper. You are not with me. Okay. In the New Jerusalem, as I'm trying to digress a little to establish an understanding, please don't be carnal. The New Jerusalem is not a building. The New Jerusalem is the is a metaphor, a parable that was told in prophetic language about the glory of the end time church. I know you don't understand that. I will help you. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Talking to us. He said, ye that is, ye are a city that is set upon an hill that cannot be hid. He was talking about the New Jerusalem. Say, we, the church, we are what? A city. And in the book of Revelation, God realized that city. It means our destiny as a people under God is that we'll become God's city. That means we start as God's bride, we end up as God's what? So that city is our destiny. That is what we are. That is what we're destined to be. So as we go into the study of that city, you come to discover it's not a building. It's God's building, because the Bible says, upon this rock I will build my church. That thing we call the New Jerusalem is the completed building that Jesus is constructing. You get it? Are you with me? Okay, let me show you that it is so. Because when you check that city, you won't see wood there and stubble and hay. Because flesh is grass. All flesh is what? So everything you do in the flesh, in the name of ministry, it is equivalent to grass. And there's no grass, place for grass in that building. The only things that can survive in the building are things that, if touched by fire, will still survive. Are you with me? Now, so let me digress and show you that city. The first precious stone that was mentioned in that city is jasper. What is the meaning of jasper? Oh my God. This is my house. Are you with me? Now, I want to draw up a periodic table. Because in the New Jerusalem, there are pearls, 12 pearls, and 12 stones. How is a pearl formed? A pearl is organic. A precious stone is inorganic. Sorry, I have no English word for that. It's only chemistry word that I have. Let me try. A pearl comes out of a living substance. A precious stone comes out of a non-living substance. Do you get that? Are you with me? That's in the natural. I'm talking about geology now. Pearl comes out of what? A living substance. A precious stone comes out of what? A non-living substance. So if we take aluminium, for instance, and subject it to high temperature and pressure, I hope you know aluminium is non-living. Subject it to high temperature and pressure, a precious stone will be formed out of it. Depending on the temperature that is required and the pressure that is required, consistently, on a consistent basis, it will be transformed. Its electronic configuration will be altered. It will become another substance entirely. Because of what? High temperature and what? But a pearl is organic. It comes out of a living substance. You know those sea creatures, when they become wounded, they secrete a substance that is water resistant to cover the place where they are wounded. So that substance stays upon that wounded part until the point when that wound is healed. So that substance now falls off. It is those substances that are picked and called pearls. They came out of a life form. You get that? So in the New Jerusalem, there are 12 pearls. The gates are made out of pearls. And there are 12 foundations. The foundations are made out of what? Precious stone. You get it? Okay, let's go to Israel. I will show you the building that God is building. And why, if you don't take heed and you are using flesh, flesh is grass. The Bible says, in a great house, there are many vessels. Some to honor, some to dishonor. There are vessels of gold, silver, vessels of what? Of wood and earth. But there is no place for wood there. There's no place for earth there. So if the quality of your service, earth, we know grass is flesh. Man was made out of the dust. And the serpent was sentenced to feed on the dust. Are you with me? When we come into Christ, Christ walking through his spirit makes us self-centered and God conscious. But what the fall made us? Selfless and God conscious. The fall made us self-centered and self-conscious. You get that? Now that self-consciousness and that self-centeredness is it. Everything that is born out of is self-consciousness, out of self-centeredness, cannot strike any chord in eternity. It is earth. Everything that is of the flesh is grass. And when you put fire, it will burn off. When we go to the New Jerusalem, I think that is in the book of Revelation chapter 17. The first precious stone you are going to see is jasper. Let us check it, then we'll come back. Let us check it, then we'll come back quickly. If you are still with me, say amen. You know what I'm trying to do that I'm struggling? I'm trying to create scriptural premise so that you can receive my prophecy, what I saw. When you have understood scriptures very well, when I now bring what I saw, you understand it. That's why I'm laboring. Okay? I think we should be in Revelation chapter 17, I guess. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a... No. 21, sorry. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's the church. But this time the church is prepared. You see? No time. I would have shown you the difference between the church and the bride. There's a difference. Even though it's almost the same, but there's a difference. There's a difference between the church and the bride. And that difference is perfection. If God begins to relate to us and is saying he wants to purge us, he wants to perfect us, he's talking about the church. But when that church becomes perfected, when the purging has been accomplished, it is the bride. You get it? You get that? So, it is like that in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. When he's still working on us, still purging us, he refers to us as the church. But when he has perfected his work in us, he receives us as his bride. Get that? So this is a picture of his bride coming out of heaven. In this scenario, the bride has been perfected. So all the colors, all the manifestations, all the brilliance of the precious stones are on public display. Okay? And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He's still talking about the city. He said, when that city comes out of heaven and comes into the new Jerusalem, comes into the new earth, God will be dwelling with men. You see, if not for what Adam did, you know, God was visiting Eden. Actually, God wanted to set an abode on earth. That was what the visitation was all about. But because of the rebellion, he could not accomplish that. In this city, he effectively set his abode. Where? So whereas now he visits, the reason why he keeps visiting is because he's trying to create a premise for him to set his abode. There are two things in the Old Testament, if you study critically, that the God of the Old Testament is trying to have, is trying to achieve, is passionate about. One of the things is that he wants to be believed. Another thing is that he wants a place to dwell. You see that? Now, so in this city, he will find a permanent dwelling place. So, you see, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. He was talking about a city, and then the next verse talking about the tabernacle of God being with men, and then talking about people being God's people, and those people that are God's people, he will be their God. Now, so that city that he's talking about is actually talking about people that have been perfected by God's process. Let's go on. Verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit into a great and high mountain. Notice Jesus said, a city that is set upon an hill. That you are the light of the world. You are a city that is set upon an hill. And in the spirit, the Bible says that he took me to a great mountain. When I got to that great mountain, what did he see? He showed me a great city, the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto the most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. That's the only one I will explain now. Jasper. So the first thing that we saw is that the city came out of heaven. The city was covered with the glory of God, and the city had the appearance of jasper. Is that so? Go to Revelation chapter 4. Let me explain jasper. Let me explain jasper quickly. Because all those 12 precious stones have significance in what God wants to achieve by dealing with you. He wants us to be partakers of something. And that's why flesh is not allowed. That's why self is not allowed. That's why ego is not allowed. That's why boasting is not allowed. Because these are tools that cannot stand on, they are not worthy of the foundation called Christ. Jasper, Revelation chapter 4. Are you there? Okay, in Revelation chapter 4, you will see something quickly, then I go back to my message. I have a few minutes left. But I know that by the time I'm through, you understand what I'm trying to say. I need 2 weeks to explain all those precious stones. 2 weeks. Those are building materials that God wants to build us up, wants to build our lives. But those building materials will take effect when we have yielded to God's process and we have come under intense temperature and pressure. Sometimes God will say, be an usher. Many people will insult you. You bless them. You go and wake somebody up that is sleeping. Say, why did you wake me? I was in a vision. You just take it. There's high temperature and pressure. As you are behaving well under such circumstances, he's creating something inside. He's building something through the pressure. You suffer persecution and you stand your ground. Yes, there's pressure, but he's using that pressure to craft something. He forges and changes your character under pressure. Jasper. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you the things which must be thereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was looked upon like a jasper, and a sardine stone. Let me stop there. Whereas Ezekiel saw the glory of God in the book of Ezekiel chapter 1, whereas Isaiah saw the revelation of the holiness of God in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, John the beloved saw the appearance of God in Revelation chapter 4. And he said that the appearance of God was what? Like jasper. So jasper means the appearance of God. Now let me take you further. Are you with me? Elisha used to go for a prophetic ministry, and then he passes one road and goes back to his house. And one woman now said, I perceive that this is a man of God. I perceive that this is a man of God. It will be difficult for you to understand what that means until we go to the New Testament. Because in the New Testament, the Bible says that we have a perfume. We bear the savor of Christ. That means as you can come to a place without talking, there is a perfume that introduces you, so that people that have capacity can actually perceive. Jasper. Because when God appears, his countenance is so bright that it will be noticed that God has shown up. But there are people that come to places, appear in places, and jasper does not find expression. Even people that are gifted in perception cannot discern God, because his orientation, his template, is more of man and self. So we can't discern God in his words. We can't discern God in his leadership. We can't discern God in his actions. He does not have jasper because he has not subjected himself to the dealings of God that will break his human mold and release the appearance of God. It's not only when you pray that God's presence should come. If you are waiting for a prayer meeting before they will know that God has, you have a problem. There's something blocking the expression of the life of God in you. If your handshake cannot change anything, you don't have jasper. If your smile cannot change anything, you don't have jasper. And jasper is not a gift. The precious stones are not gifts. They are products of dealings. And something that is a product of dealing is not something that you can claim to have by faith. It's something that is forged in your life by dealings. I finished preaching in Calabar and I came out. I saw a woman waiting for her husband. I said, this migraine you have been carrying around like this, it seems you need it. She shouted. I said, give me your handkerchief. The woman now wanted to talk about her problem. I said, shut up. Did you call me to talk about the migraine? So shut up. So when she now shut up, and I took her handkerchief, I prayed on it, and I gave her. Power moved through the handkerchief, and the migraine left. Then I asked, okay, now, those problems you are talking about, when your husband picks you home, you will not find it again. Say, what man is, you don't know, you don't need his name. It's an appearance. If that appearance is not there, you have resisted the hand of God from forging you perfectly. Because the appearance of that city is jasper. There is a style. There is a mode by which God shows up in a place. Such that a man keeps passing every evening. Many people saw a man, but one woman said, I perceived that this man. And that guy did not preach any sermon. That was when the woman suggested to the husband that a room should be prepared for him. His tracking is too much. His sandal, the alignment is in trouble. Let's prepare a place and cut his journey short. That was how the appearance of God came into that house and the barren woman had a child. He said, these signs have followed them. He didn't say when they pray. There's an appearance. Jasper has his own look. And when jasper comes and you see it is distinct from other precious stones. But those things come out of dealings. They come out of pressure. Most of us cannot stand pressure. When it becomes hot and there's no encouragement, you begin to work for the devil. So you don't stay long enough for God to form what is forming inside. And guess what? When precious stones are formed, it's a permanent reaction. You cannot reverse it again. It's irreversible. When it is forged, it's forged forever. It's forged for eternity. I can take you from jasper. I can take you and you will see those things that will be on that building. And you will now know that there's no place for hay, for stubble, for wood. Take heed, the Bible says, how you build. Some people begin to feel sick when they are not given the microphone. You are of darkness. You need to be kept away from the pulpit for 12 years. Evangelist Chris was somewhere and for 12 years, there was no pulpit. So even his desire to preach died. That is very good. He didn't desire to preach again. When the thing had died very well, then God created a platform where now he's tired of preaching. Sometimes it will take 12 years for jasper to come. Most of you know how to change your job description. We say, go and be doing this. You say, no, that one, I will not be seen. They won't see me quick. Somebody had a character issue and they stopped him from leading prayer. He said, why no one may shine? That's his own perspective. And that's what is growing in our midst. And we are saying we are going to take the land. The people that died in the last generation were more anointed than we are. If you think it's by anointing, we'll take it. We are not anointed enough. some of us is anointed enough. And it may not even be God's will to anoint us as he anointed them. David never became as strong as Saul. Never. But David killed the people that Saul could not kill. So it's not a game of strength. A game of who is the champion. You must build with the proper material. And what we are building with will not last the test of time. When small grace comes upon a man, he's a strength. He has his own way. You can't come under authority. You can't follow instructions. And you want to serve God and be great in his church. And we exalt and promote carnality. A carnal man that is living in lust because he can see vision, you promote him. You have enthroned a chief that has more tools from the enemy. When a rebel is promoted, he will use his anointing to cause trouble. It's better for you not to know anything, but you are faithful. Such a man will be a blessing, and the anointing will increase with time. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians. I need to strike a mark before I start telling you what I saw. God has an appearance. He has an appearance. We went to the Holy Land, and I was the captain of my team, so I was the pastor, small pastor. So we had all kinds of people from different kind of places, and most of them were not born again. And they were in government, high people. So we needed something. We needed an appearance of God. When God shows up, he has his own way of convicting people. A man can be hardened until God convicts him of sin, shows him. So it's not about your message; it's about the appearance of God. When God appears, his presence creates some reactions by itself. So we went to the garden tomb, and they asked me if we needed the elements of communion. I said, wonderful, we need it. So when they saw the communion table and the elements, religious people started becoming jittery. So I took the scriptures and taught for 30 minutes to show the meaning of communion. When I finished, they calmed down. Then I served the communion. And when we took it, I called on the Great One, and he appeared. When he appeared there, he appeared in a certain way. There's a way I wanted him to appear. He didn't appear like that. He appeared in another way. He opened the vista, and I could see the secrets of men, and I began to say it. In the night, the commissioner came to my room and said, "This is my private number." That man gave his life to Christ. People that gave their life to Christ, we took them to one secret hall for Holy Ghost baptism. Many of them manifested all kinds of demons that I've never seen before. And all of us were going for pilgrimage. With those... demons! Even in the bus, while my friend preached, about 3 people gave their life to Christ. Me and him will pray in the night so that people will give their life to Christ. It was not easy. We were trying to bring order. So we now discovered that if we want to bring order in the flesh, it will not come. So, in the spirit. So God began to do what we could not do in the flesh. People gave their life to Christ. Things happened. Even the commissioner called my friend the night and said, "Wait, why is it that you ministers are not like, I will not mention, like the other ones?" My friend says, "The Holy Ghost." God has an appearance for himself. He's a Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He's a Holy Ghost. When we finished from that place, one of the people that God gave me word of knowledge about, I now went deeper. Then she told me how that she had been running from God's call for several years. But she said, "Pastor, I submit today." I submit. There's a difference when a man appears, and there's a difference when God appears. If you like, do crusade anyhow. If God does not appear, People that came to give their life to Christ, they came mechanically. They didn't see anything. Abraham accepted to leave his village because he saw the appearance of God. The Bible said God appeared to him in awe of the Chaldees. We don't have mysterious conversions again. We don't have... You can walk into a house and finish talking and finish... And what the people saw is not your talk. God just appeared. You don't know how he appeared. He just appeared because you brought him. The woman said, I perceive that this one. This one is carrying jasper. Jasper must talk. We did deliverance up there. And people... God filled the Holy Spirit, but we kept it secret and kept moving, kept doing, kept praying in the night that God, these lives. And then many people will come by the corner and say, is this thing true? When somebody comes and asks, is this thing true? He doesn't need an explanation. What he needs is, let God appear. And we're doing one small ministry in that place. People came into alignment with God. When prayers were offered, more insight was granted. But I had to visit them personally. Then the whole pilgrimage shifted for some people. It shifted. Counseling sessions took place quietly. People submitted quietly. Things that would not have naturally happened started happening quietly. People began to open up. Why? Is it because a preacher preached? How many messages have we preached? Because God appeared. His own appearance has his own power. It has what it does. But the appearance of God is a product, not of gift. It's a product of process under the hand of the Holy Spirit. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul said, every man's work shall be tested with fire. Is that true? That was one of the encounters that I had, and I need to tell us. God said what? Every man's work shall be what? Ben was my roommate. We were in the same room. And when we settled in Nazareth, I was sleeping on the rug and praying and praying. And then my eyes were closed. Then when I opened my eyes, I saw a creature like a small child hanging on the wall. Ah. Flying child was hanging on the wall. I'm not saying a vision, I saw. And this childlike creature, had fine wings too. Then I wanted to escape from that place, to run out. Then where I was running to, my eyes now opened, and I saw that they were everywhere. And there were plenty. I saw that they could not stand like this, how I'm standing. They must be going up and down. Up and down. And they were going, some were going up, some were coming down, some were going up, and there were plenty. And so, you know, at that point, what you need to say is, God, have mercy. 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 Then in a few minutes, it was taken away. So I knew it was time for me to pray. So I now went to where we used to pray in the night. We started praying. I said, God, this type, I've never seen them before. What happened to the old ones that I used to see? Why are these ones here? He now said, these ones, they are called warrior cherubs. Hey, it's okay. He told me some strange things. He said, number one, the reason why you had to come here is because this is where they dwell. That's one. Then he said, number two, he said, these ones are designed to fight. I said, we have been fighting since. He said, no, not this type of fight. People have been fighting, principalities fighting to create a portal and to open up a spirit city. They have been fighting to open the prayer shaft so that angels can be ascending and descending. That fight is over. He said, now you are going to fight to possess your inheritance, the things I have given you. And these are the ones that will accompany you. But they are very jealous beings. Very, very jealous. Because of that, people that are fake, people that are rebellious, they cannot exist. It won't be safe for them. People that do not have a heart to serve God faithfully, this kind of backup will not be safe. So he now gave me an example. Like just like there were 12 disciples and one of them was Judas. Okay? Because there was Judas there, those kind of Judas, those kind of people will make those angels not to function with us. Then, as I was praying, I saw a vision. And there was something like a plank that was kept on a walkway. That was the only support that you can cross one dirty water. So I crossed it to the other side. Then there was a creature that was trying to cross. And the creature fell into the water. And I came and helped the creature to come. When I took the creature to land, the creature now felt that I was the one that made him fall into the water and wanted to fight me. Then one of those cherubs, he just jumped like that. He did like this. He cut the head off. It's like a child. Very strong. Jesus. He did like this. That was how God explained the strength of those beings. I kept praying. I said, Lord, have mercy. Then they brought a machine. That machine is like that bulletproof door you used to enter the bank. You touch it to open, enter. But the difference is this. When you enter, a light like laser will enter the machine. And that light will test you. There was a long line of people, preachers in Nigeria that were on that line. So names with head. Some preachers you know entered the machine, their record was 5%. Because when you have entered and the light texts you, it will print your result. Some people entered 13%. The average mark was 42%. 42%. It was only one man that entered. He was 70%. And that man is not known. And then God did not cancel them. See, when you come out of the machine, God will now, if you have 5%, he will tell you why you have 5. And tell you the consequence of being 5, of having 5. If you don't have up to 50, the move of God, this current move of God, you have been disqualified from it. Your position is to learn at the feet of one that passed. If you change that order, your lifespan will be impacted. Why? Because of these cherubs that have been brought. God told me that the devil doesn't know of their presence and that they have not operated in the earth before. That they have been living in a portal in Jerusalem, ascending and descending in that portal in Jerusalem, in Nazareth. They have been ascending since the beginning of time till that time. And then that machine that reads people, by the time I entered, I was having high blood pressure because the kind of results that came out were terrible. Most of us that are reverence here went into that machine, and I saw all of us. and our grace were very poor. Yes. There are three ordained ministers among us that passed. Only three. Only three passed. What have you been doing? What have you been doing? Many of you started well. It was on record. I saw the graph. Started well. But along the line, the devil brought people that distracted you and you have not been able to find your bearing. It was recorded on the meter. I did not have 70. I had B, 62. And God told me that which was wrong with my life, that gave me 62. They promoted me to the next season, but they gave me instruction to watch some things, which is not your business, so I will not tell you. And God cried. You know, God cried. You don't know. Okay, Jesus wept. Is it true? Have you heard that God has wept over Israel before? God cried. The number of three preachers that should fulfill the quota, that will move the hand of God over the land, we are far from fulfilling it. Let me stop there. Many of us here are fake. That's the truth. Many of us are fake. I'm talking of people that have been ordained in this ministry. Many of us do not have a good record with God. I saw people that were not ordained pass the test. Yes, and we are here parading ourselves. God told me that those people that did not pass have 7 months to repent. Their place will be lost in eternity. Now, I will go to the individual people after this time to visit them and to tell them their score. You have a right to believe me. You have a right to doubt. But this is the last time I will say it. I will come back after 7 months if the people don't repent to change the structure of this ministry. Let me tell you something. One of the few people that passed, you got 54. He got 54. And God said, he has a problem with lack of patience with people. That was the counsel. God saw his faithfulness, and his faithfulness glowed in that thing that was like bulletproof door. His faithfulness glowed because evangelists were tested with the light that was yellow. Apostles were tested with red. Our own test was greatest. In fact, you can stop calling yourself an apostle. Cut it out. It will help you. He passed the test. All of you can watch him. Maybe he has not gone to school. You feel you went, you studied, you have a degree. This man passed the test. He's one of the few people that passed. We have 7 months to repent. Because God showed me that he has replacement for all of us. And I even saw some replacement actually among us. When champion men in this ministry score 13, then we have a problem. Then we are fake. Want to bring order to the system and we have lawlessness in our spirit. Lawlessness in our soul. No precious stone. We have not submitted ourselves to dealings. We have not yielded to spiritual leadership. And we want to excel in the courts of God. come with me. That's why I use that scripture. Because me, I did not score A. No. You see this boy called Sylvester. If many of us are not careful, he will take over from us. That boy. If many of us are not careful, he will take over from us. You see, Tony, if many of us are not careful, these two people will do the things God has called us to. They scored higher than many of us. He gave us 7 months. Don't be fake. I've been saying it for 6 years. You know, in the machine, there's no microphone there. So your own opinion will not be consulted. Is it true that it's God you are serving? Is it true that your service of God is still pure? How have you related to me as a spiritual authority in this place? We are colleagues. We are colleagues. God gave me a cloak while he moved me into the season and told me the scope of responsibility that will come. But he said I should watch that aspect. He also said there were many fake people among us. Because of their inclination. It's not that they are not born again, no. But they are not striving to know God anymore. Because of that, I hope you know that state is an aberration. Because anybody that stops pressing has been deceived by the devil. It's only deception that can make somebody to stop pressing. And there are many such people among us. And the devil is using those people to distract people that have a genuine conviction. Only very few people were recommended. Daniel. God saw all those night vigils you were conducting. 3 people, 5 people, 2 people. He saw it. When the yellow light began to test the evangelists, I knew that the evangelists that were approved in this land, now, they are not up to 12. No. Now, you know, if we compare ourselves with other ministries, we are not wise. I hope you know. Because the vision God gave those ministries is not what he gave us. There is a minister in Nigeria that is so prominent, the machine printed out 0 for him. And the scope under scrutiny is 7 months, the last 7 months. So God used the last 7 months to test us as a ministry. All those attacks, those depression, all those things that made people to lose faithfulness, it was all a season. God allowed it. And results, readings were taken from the last 7 months. Many of us were not advanced into the new things that God is doing. You'll be operating that old anointing. And God recommends that you should learn at the feet of them that passed. Learn. That is his recommendation. Tomorrow I'm going to read out a list. I call them the sons of Isaac. I want to start training younger ministers to take our place. The sons of Isaac. Everything I know in God, I will teach them. Because lawlessness has entered our camp. And some people want to live by it consistently. So I will find people who still have teachable heart, and I'll start training them from tomorrow. But you will take a note before the process will begin. I saw that Thieveland was naked. Idomaland was naked. Only few people were matured enough to be a revival voice. Too few. May we not delay God's agenda in this season? There's no amen. Now, ladies like this that have given their all to serve God this time, I don't even know how she eats. When God is measuring them in the weighing scale, I'm also measuring you. These ones, whether you encourage them or not, they know what God has called them to do, and they are at it. And surprisingly, in our midst, there were more women that passed the test than men. More women. My heart broke. The true people that God is looking at among us, are unlikely. Now, in the book of Daniel, as I round up, Daniel chapter 5. There are many things I saw that I don't have liberty to share now. We'll give it some time. If we allow these boys, they are the ones that will do what we are called to do. Verse 17 says, then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. Thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride. Please, I'd like us to underline that verse. When his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Underline they, and they took, and they took his glory. He's referring to some people, and they took his glory from him. The people he called there are not physical creatures. And they took his glory. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over heat whosoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thy heart, though thou knowest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood and stone, which see not, nor hear not, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and God whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peresh, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. My emphasis is Tekel. Thou art weighed in the balances. I was privileged to see the balances. There's no microphone in it. It screens you with a light. It screens you with something that I cannot understand. And it prints out the result. There be many among us that are wanting. I want to rest my case on that note. We have 7 months to repent. 7 months to recall every time we were an instrument of gossip. Now, the reason why I make this proclamation is because those creatures I saw, I was warned. I was warned that if there be any that is not faithful to the cause of Christ, I should keep him far. For his own sake, for his own protection. He said that we will fight, but victory is sure. Victory is sure because of the backup. In the armies of Israel, not every member of that army was a physical soldier. There were spiritual soldiers in that army. And that was what God wanted to teach Joshua when he brought him to the wall of Jericho. He showed him the spiritual side of the army, and he saw the captain that led the spiritual side, and he was requested to pull his sandals. God has shown me the fighters on the spiritual side. I have seen that they excel in strength, but they also excel in jealousy and zeal for the things of God. And they will not partner with people that are sycophants. They will not partner with people that are building with materials that will not stand the fire test. Now, you see, repentance is easy, especially because God puts you into remembrance to know when you fell from. If you cannot identify that point, restoration for you is not in view. Hallelujah. And all the days we spent in Nazareth, not too many days, but God kept speaking to me in Nazareth. Speaking to me in Nazareth, that a portal was created in Nazareth, and those cherubs have been ascending and descending ever since. Now, when you pray, what do you pray about? Give me more anointing. I stop praying that prayer. Me, I want to be right with God. I want to be aligned with God. Because, you know, anointing is responsibility. I hope you know, prosperity is not blessing, it's responsibility. Because you will give account of the way you spent every naira. You are praying for more money. I hope you have the capacity to manage it. Money will reveal who you are if you have money. And you are self-centered. True money will understand the state of your heart. If you have money and it is true that Jesus is your God, we will know. Because money is a tool that expresses. It may be difficult to know the heart of a poor man. Give him money. We will know who he is. And God kept revealing so many things. We have 7 months to repent. Or we will be replaced. And these are the solemn words of the Lord that I bring to you. The minister that scored zero from the machine, he has no credit. That means his lifespan will come to an end before mid next year. And you will hear it. 2014, according to God, it's a year of preparation. And according to him, it's the best year of our lives. His mercy will be so plenty. So plenty. To restore those that are fallen. But when we enter into the month of December, he will say, let him that is righteous be righteous still. Let him that is unrighteous be unrighteous still. In order for me to be faithful to God, even though you are my friend, I will not take sides with you when you are wrong. But you will still be my friend anyway. You understand? But you will be kept in reserve bench so that your heart can learn righteousness. Many of us are unrighteous. And I'll be doing that to protect you from the things that will happen spiritually because of the kind of mercenaries that work with us from the realm. If you are a liar, stop lying. Don't say you have a vision when you don't have one. Submit your vision to higher ministers to veto it. Our heart is corrupt. A few of us have tested, personally, that I tested. You are not worthy. You are not worthy. God will help us. God will help us. We are going to pray. But when you leave this place, go back and take an inventory of the last 7 months. Who were you serving? And try to be frank to yourself, truthful to yourself. There are people staying with me in my house that don't respect my wife. I see them, I don't say anything. Because I don't want the anointing to hurt them. So I will leave it for a long time. There are people that, because people here are my people, all the people sitting among you, you don't even know what I'm carrying. So you lie about me in my back. You gossip. You challenge the decisions I make in this ministry. in your gossiping time, and you want a future that is bright, let me counsel you, just leave. Because with that character and you want that future, it's not possible. Go and look for who you can believe in. Look for somebody who can believe in that. Even in his error, you can still believe in him. That is the way it works. There are many people that have decided not to be faithful, but they show up just to receive the good teaching. They don't want to be brought under discipline. The road you are walking on has pothole, and some of the pothole have the abyss that doesn't have, that is bottomless. If you continue that way, in the next 5 years, you'll find yourself in limbo. And when you cry, there'll be no help. If I say some things, yes, your heart will break. I had to check prayerfully all my friends. I checked them. The ones that God say, how come this one is your friend? I disowned him instantly. And I found out that those ones God spoke about, it is me that made those friends. It's not God that gave them to me. So I have been running check on my life since September. So that I can enter into what God is doing now. Yes. I want to be in God's good books. So what I'm doing, I don't consult you. You can call me anything, doesn't matter. Once I'm right with God, I will stay there. And it doesn't matter who leaves me. By the time you are lowering my body into the ground, I would have served my generation according to the will of God. We are going to pray. Pastor Dan, please. Give me 30 minutes more. Huh? Let's stop by 8 so that we can pray. Hallelujah. Okay, yes. Sorry, we can't do this. Sons of Isaac, your meeting is starting by 4. By what? 4:30. Yes. Those sons of Isaac, I will see them by 3 o'clock so that I can be part of your meeting, sitting at the back. 12 men that I'm going to give my life to train. We have 7 months to repent. For many years, I've seen a lot of things happening here that are wrong. I didn't speak about it because God did not ask me to speak. People will be leave doing anyhow. I will give somebody responsibility. We leave it. And he's still coming to gist with me. So I will gist and pretend as if I didn't know that he left it. So that I can see the heart of men for what it is. What are you looking for? Is it God you want to serve? I will see the way people treat their duty post. He didn't say I should talk, so I kept quiet. Because I know what is coming. I know what God will do, whether with me or without me. The reason why I'm begging is so that I can be part of it. Because I know that this mantle I'm carrying, I'm the third person that carried it in Makodi, that I've seen with my eyes. I was not called to carry it. The people that carried it, one died, the other one failed. That's why I'm here. So I know God can substitute me and bring another person. I know that. But I don't want that. And there are things I'm doing to ensure that God does not leave me. God has opened many favors, opened many things, opened many nations. But I know when I started with God, I know the things that were important. So I still hold those things important today. I went to Abuja, preached somewhere. Ah, many preachers came and they were taking my number. They didn't know that I will never pick it. That's not how I make friends. I don't make friends in the market. No. God introduces friends to me. I've been long in the ways of God to know a few things. Many of you, God has given you some privileges that you are losing. You have 7 months to gain it. After 7 months, I will come back and continue from here. You want to pray? Because I've been asking for mercy over some people's life for long, and God is not accepting. He was the one that said I should keep quiet so that the hearts of men will come out. Because where we are going, we cannot build with people whose hearts are faulty. So we have to have a time where we allow people to do what they want. I hope you know I'm a civil servant too. I understand administration. How to keep things running. Government business, I understand it. But you will not bring worldly knowledge into ministry. You see something spoiling, let's help it. You become Uzzah. God will kill you. Stay. Then Anna knew it was a heart he wanted to do. Heart. For the past 6 years, how many of you can say you have been praying for me for 6 years? No, lift it. For 6 years consistently. Do you know how many times I escaped death? Do you think that if I die, any of you can carry my mantle now? You are joking. This flock will be scattered. I know. And many people, even in my house, somebody that have stayed with me for so long, all right, joined forces with an enemy concerning me. And I knew, and I didn't talk. Because God did not say I should talk. And I left the person for 1 year. And the person did not change. Until God said, the person cannot stay with you again. Can you keep an enemy for 1 year? If you were the one that Peter denied, will you accept him in your ministry? He denied you 3 times. His offense was more than Judas's offense. The only reason why he was accepted was because he was ignorant. But Judas was corrupt. His own was head. He thought he could fight his way with the flesh. He was ignorant. So Jesus accepted him. Judas was corrupt. His own was heart. So he could not be redeemed. Some of your corruption are in the heart. That's why it took 6 years for it to manifest. You can pretend the heart will come out. Oh, you still think we are playing? No. It's easy for me to gather this town. Very easy. We learned how to gather crowd in Bible school. Oh, you don't know. Hey. It's easy, very easy to do that. But you know what? God said that for 7 years our light should be dim. No publicity. Run a prophetic cave and let people that love me sincerely strive to gain mastery. Then you'll be able to know men for who they are. And you can know who to give a scepter and who to give a throne. I left this place to Lagos and I left all of you to run it. Then I saw flesh in manifestation. There are some division today in this ministry that came because of that time. Because of lapses, because of things that people did. But God did not allow me to.
There are many people that do not believe that they have something at stake in this house. And if you don't have that conviction, you don't have the spirit of sonship here. You have no inheritance. Because that is not how I serve my fathers. And I need to announce to you that there are many disciples that have been raised outside the city. And I've been praying for long. Now those people will not come to inherit the things we have labored for. But God is no respecter of persons. He does not look at the head, looks at the heart. We are going to pray. We need to repent actually. Because we didn't score good grades. And I'm not talking about myself as an individual. I'm talking about corporate. We have left where God wants us to be. And we're going to come back. No matter what it takes. Play for me. I want to see something. Something coming. We prayed for many years. God gave us promises and He fulfilled them. I know how greatness is captured in this kingdom. Spiritual things are not natural. There is nothing as great as having an example stand before you. Nothing as great as that in spiritual things. It's very difficult having your own spiritual adventure by yourself without tutelage. That's why there's mentorship. That's why there are examples. The person before he learned the things he learned must have missed it many times. So it can make you avoid those. Just go like this. How to operate in word of knowledge, I can tell you. How to operate in the gift of faith, I've operated in the 9 gifts of the Spirit. I can tell you the discipline to maintain that it will flow out of your life. Many of you don't know what I know, and you don't want to learn. I will leave you like that. Because God will raise the people that will desire the things that God has given me. It's even recently that people began to hear my messages. Meanwhile, in Scotland, there are people that have refused to go to church because they heard my sermon. And they say the church in Scotland had fell into darkness. There's a room that they put my tape and hear on Sunday morning. And they have spoken to the UK embassy. And they have called me to tell me that my visa will take only 4 days. I have to come and establish a church there. These are people that have not seen. If you think what we are doing is what is happening in this house, you have failed. When we wanted to start church the other time, many of you said that ambition has entered, that God did not speak to me. I asked Him for mercy over your soul. Pastor Victor and the ministry they are doing in Accra is a proof that God spoke to me. Most of the spiritual energy we expend here is generated from Evangelist Mrs. Church. It's a proof that God spoke to me. Many people challenge what I hear from God. And I laugh at you. Such people have no part with me. It doesn't matter how long you stay. You don't know what it means when you violate a mantle. I kept quiet. I speak now because God said I should speak. And you must repent. And you have 7 months to pour your heart to God. A pastor came here the other day and he wanted to carry members to start a ministry. I knew, but God said, be still and know that I am God. If it's true that it's God that called me, He will defend what He has raised by my hand. And I gave Him time. I gave Him time to do His work. But He didn't know what He was playing with. He didn't know what God told me in the mountains of Canaan. 10 years will reveal what He touched. 10 years. Count it and you will see the story. Many of you think we came to play. I put my life on the altar. Blood can fight. My blood is on the altar. Last nursing, there were people in Kano that died. Some people are like vagabonds today. We need to ask God for mercy. There will be no lawlessness in this house forever again. People will gather themselves and be talking, and it's me they're talking about. And when I come, they try to pretend they don't know I'm a seer. You have no part with me. You have no part. This body, I've carried it since 1994. That's how many years now? From 94. Help me. What? I've carried it for 19 years. Your unbelief can't kill it. Your gossip can't kill it. I know whom I believe. My day of death was when I was 13 years. It was God in the company of four angels that gave me this life to serve His will. I've not told you my story. Can't kill what is happening. I can't kill it. It's bigger than me, it's bigger than you. But I've carried this burden for 19 years. Let me tell you. If you go, it will even grow because it has been there for 19 years. It was 19 years ago when I saw the visions of this land. There are many things that have gone into the sacrifice. Right now, you can't die. But sons of Isaac will rise. People that have received the spirit, the true spirit of adoption, lawlessness will be banished. Then men will learn the language of the tribe. We say the altars in the territory are altars forged with the wisdom of witchcraft. They are strong because we are rebels. But the time comes when the pure spirit of God will come into the land because of the quality of the faith and the quality of loyalty to the cause of Christ. And the mountains and the giants that our fathers could not kill, that took the head of great princes, will fall at our repute. When Jacob blessed, when Isaac blessed Jacob, and Esau, his beloved son, came, there was nothing he could do about it. He said, I bless your longer brother. You will serve him. Let our place not be taken. Let us pray.
mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Lord.
Heal us of our blindness. Wash our eyes with eye salve that we might see. What are we living for? What exactly are we living for? Shine upon us. Ikasamena kuria mahasade manda baba la masakato ilabosa kate makante brekete laba merakante bosa ilahazahanda brekete laba. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father. Take notice of the things that God is bringing to your heart and repent on that account. Some of us need to tarry this night. Seek the mercy of God. Father, help us. Help us, Lord.
may be seated. Spiritually, there are people God is preparing to take over from a lot of us. But God yet gives us 7 months to repent. And throughout the year 2014, we are going to set up the accurate shape of things in view of 2015. For that year is the year of God. That year is a time when God will remember his people. But we have 12 months as a ministry, 7 months for individuals. I don't want to say more than this. Just like we have the women ministry, we are soon going to have a youth ministry. You will lead that ministry. We want to touch every young man, every young woman in this city. And Boniface, you'll be the youth pastor. You people should go and pray. Come up with your strategy and let me see it. I'm trusting God because I've been hearing rumors that the transfer is next week and I will hold 3 days of fasting with the choir. Then I will teach people, I will teach us how to lead prayer. Begin to pray afresh. Many things will begin to come. Things that our disobedience wants to reject, we invite it back. It is time to seek the face of the Lord. Until he rains righteousness upon us. I chose you because I saw you. The Lord revealed you to me. There's an anointing that God would have entered into that anointing in the 50th year of this ministry. It's just now that God is approving it. Chief Don, your time has come. Ask people that heard me. Can you lift your right hand as we pray to God? Lift your right hand as you pray to me.
Mama, 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 mama
Hand on your chest. Some will feel the fresh. He will pour on you fresh water on your chest. Fresh water. He will sanctify us. He will make us ready. He will lavish his grace upon us. God, pour this water on the hearts of men. Let it remove burdens, make their soul light. Let their soul be light. Make their soul light. See, God is healing you. Make their soul light. Make their soul light. Make it light. Make it light. Say na no. Pour the water. Ela moshina. Era ko ba 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 ba. Come. Ya mama ba sai no ko borode. Make their soul light. Imama se. Mama la bola bina kaya tu. Zebo mani zaman. Distracted because you receive it in your heart, so you don't need to touch my hand. You will receive it in your heart. You will receive it. You will know in your heart. You will know it. You will know. Father, in the name of Jesus, that which you said I should give him, transfer it to him. You will know it in your heart. He's coming to you. Transfer it to him. Let him receive it in the spirit. In the spirit. In the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Brother UK, your time of suffering is over. God will come to you. The silence will be broken. Oh, Jesus. Can we ask God to have mercy on us? God, there are 7 thrones that are vacant. Let's ask God for mercy. Mercy. Have 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 mercy. Now, from this moment, oh God, let pure ministries begin to come out of the spirits of men. Ministries whose grace is not defiled by self, by pride, by flesh, but a pure flowing of the river. Let it come out of the spirits of men. Of the spirits of men. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He pours water. He pours water. He pours water. He pours water. Water, water. He pours it upon your heart. He pours water. He pours water. He pours water. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. Lord, pour water. The Lord upon our lives. And for some of you right now, what is happening? Oh my God, Jesus. Oh my God. Father, take away that challenge. 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 This is a new season. That challenge cannot come into this season. Father, take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. The devil cannot, Lord, become relevant in this season again. So we cut his hand off. We cut him off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. 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 God will perfect what he has begun, and it will be beautiful. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. With that hand on your chest, I want to pray with us. Now, Pastor Victor, the Lord said that you should enlarge your capacity, enlarge the place of your tent. Yes, you have seen the hand of the Lord, but what you will see now is much more than what you have seen before. It will come to pass that men will literally want to worship you, but you will not accept their worship. You will always say, it is the hand of God. God will cause a multitude to be gathered before you. Men will travel from distant places to sit under your teaching. Because of you, the name of your family will be known. Because of you. For the things that God will do now are things that you have never known. Things that you have never seen. Father, let the reproach that we suffered in the last season be rolled away from the lives of men. Let that reproach be rolled away. Align us into our real calling, our real ministry. Give us the grace to remain there until you perfect us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, put your hand upon every family here. I curse the hand of reproach. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Every foul spirit that is warring within these families, warring, I banish you in the name of Jesus. I forbid death among all these families. Oh my God. I'm seeing somebody in somebody's family that is really afflicted, and people are actually expecting the person's death because of an affliction. They don't believe that that person can be healed again. They are expecting his death. Expecting his death. Listen, that person will not die. Watch it. You will see that the situation will begin to improve supernaturally, and that life will be spared in the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, there was a time when God spoke to me and said he will heal eyes. And I said, everybody that has eye problems should come. I lay hands on. And I left. Our drummer that is in law school, he had glasses that time. Laid hands on me. His eyes started seeing. He did not tell me. When he, you know, he's my guest in Lagos now. When he got there, he said, you know why I've been following you? You hid my eye. And he didn't tell me for today. That thing they call hepatitis B, he will heal it today. Whether you believe or not, today, hepatitis B. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I curse the root of hepatitis. Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, I curse you, 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 I curse you. In the name of Jesus. If you have been diagnosed with hepatitis B, go back and do a test. Okay? In the name of Jesus.